welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angelo and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn.
Hello and welcome to another episode. In today's episode, we're going to tell you about phrasal verbs with get. These are get across, get ahead, get around, get away with, get by, get through, and get through to. So our first phrasal verb is get across, and this phrasal verb has one meaning. It means to make something understood, to communicate an idea and make it heard. So for example, my boss isn't very good at getting his ideas across.
Our next phrasal verb is get ahead, which also only has one meaning, which is to make progress or to surpass. For example, no matter how hard I try, I just can't get ahead.
We've all been there. Next, we have get around, and we are going to tell you three meanings for this phrasal verb. The first one is to travel to many places. So for example, my grandpa is 90, but he still gets around.
Oh, to be that old and still be getting around.
The second meaning, news to be heard by many people. For example, it only took hours for the news about Joe to get around the office.
Ah, what happened to Joe?
And number three, to deal with a problem or avoid a rule. So the example is, there is no getting around the fact that he is dangerous.
Uh-oh. Our next one is to get away with, which means to do something against the rules or illegal and not get caught or punished. For example, I can't believe you thought you would get away with cheating on the exam.
Next, we have get by, which has one meaning, and it means to have just enough of something you need to survive with minimal resources or a skill. So for example, I lost my job, so I'm having trouble getting by with just my savings. Or my English isn't very good, but I get by.
Okay, and our next one is to get through. This one has three different meanings. The first one is to deal with something difficult or survive a difficult time. And this time usually has a defined end. For example, I need to get through law school and then my life will be easier. The next definition is to work on or complete a large task. For example, I don't know how he is going to get through all this work alone. And finally, the last definition is to help someone during a difficult time or to help someone be successful. For example, I wouldn't have gotten through university if it weren't for my boyfriend.
And our last phrasal verb is get through to, so just slightly different from the previous one. And it has two meanings. The first is to make contact with someone. Usually you use this when it's difficult to contact someone in the first place. For example, it's hard to get through to you because your phone is always off. And the next meaning is to get a message across to someone. For example, I think I finally got through to him. He is going to get help.
Okay, that's the end of today's episode. We hope that these phrasal verbs got through to you and our podcast is helping you get ahead in your English. Talk to you on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angela and Anna.